Word of mouth.
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 From NHPR, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Throughout the year, NASA has been ramping up its campaign to debunk the Mayan long calendar prophecy. A series of video features scientists wagering that we're still going to be around on Saturday.
Why the World Didn't End Yesterday. Presented by Science at NASA. December 22nd, 2012. If you're watching this video, it means one thing. The world didn't end yesterday.
Since then, the state agency has been swamped with accusations that it is part of a conspiracy to conceal the truth. Today, we're playing on the side of the true believers and imagining how we'd like to go out. What would you want your last meal to be? What would you choose for a getaway car? Are white shoes appropriate for a December apocalypse? Here to help answer at least the first two questions for the End Times are J.M. Hirsch, food editor at the Associated Press, author of the High Flavor, Low Labor Cookbook, as well as the forthcoming Beating the Lunchbox Blues. Hi there.
Hello. Thank you so much.
He's grappling onto a champagne cork.
Well, you know, look, if I'm going out in an apocalyptic mess, there's going to be some bubbly in my hands.
And here to have a drink and steer us to survival is Jamie Page Deaton, managing editor of U.S. News Auto, which named the 13 best cars for the Mayan apocalypse. Great to see you, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.
So thank you both for taking on a very important assignment and for bringing bubbly. We're going to start with you, JM, who came up with meals for several different doomsday scenarios, beginning with an alien invasion. What to prepare?
Okay, well, you know, here's my theory. Okay, if aliens invade us, or as my son prefers, droids invade us.
Okay.
It could be either way. Generally, in these versions, they're eating us. So what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to rise up to fight against them. Okay. So if the human population or what's left of it has to become an army, well, I'm thinking we're going to be eating a lot of MREs because, you know, we're going to have to be, you know, light on our feet, moving fast, fighting back. So we're going to pack a lot of MREs. That's what's going to be the main thing. And I was amazed at the variety of MREs that are available
this
online.
This is what they serve to
troops? Meals ready to eat, little, you know, freeze-dried little packets of food. You can get vegetable lasagna. You can get beef patties, beef enchiladas. My favorite is the beef ravioli. You know, hey, if that's what we have to live on, at least we get some variety, you know? It's not going to be canned tuna every day.
Jamie, you came up with five cars for surviving. Now, assuming that the world does not completely end, what do you want in a car to help you survive?
Well, assuming that the world doesn't completely end, we are assuming, though, that there's going to be a lot of destruction. So what you want to look for is a car with all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. These are great cars, too, if you need to militarize them to rise up against the alien invaders. If you go for a car like the Ram 1500, it's a big heavy-duty pickup truck. You can mount a big machine gun on the back for fighting aliens. You can tow a lot of weight with it in case you need a boat or something like that.
Be good for tailgating too, I
assume? It'd be good for tailgating. Okay. It actually has in the bed lock boxes that you can use as coolers because they have drains in the bottom.
MREs can go in there.
MREs can go in there. I mean, for the end of the world, Ram 1500 is a great choice.
Now, that's a truck, of course, but you can't really fit a lot of people or, let's say, lounge space. I mean, we are going to have to repopulate the planet after all.
Yeah, that's why we thought the Chevy Express would be a good one because it can seat up to 15 people. This is a car that you actually see the Duggars driving a lot. So this is a car that, you know, is recommended by people who know something about repopulating the planet. And again, you can get it with four-wheel drive. You can get it with a diesel engine. So you can, if you find an abandoned fast food restaurant, you can make your own biodiesel fuel out of their grease.
Okay. All right, now back to you, JM. Which other doomsday scenarios have you planned meals for?
All right, well, now I'm thinking nuclear disaster. Now, this could come as an attack,
right?
Or come as some sort of massive meltdown or something like that. But what we do know is that the only things that are going to survive this nuclear disaster are probably going to be small bands of humans and cockroaches. Okay. Now, as we know from the tragedy in Florida, that if you speed eat cockroaches, you can choke and die, as this did happen earlier this year. So I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell my son. Go slow. It's not a race. Exactly. All right. So now what are we going to do with the cockroaches? Well, yeah, I guess you can eat them live, but ugh. You know, I think we're going to have to learn to kebab them. We're going to want to – I'm thinking low and slow in terms of heat for toasting, you know, crisp the shell, probably develop a nice smoky flavor. That's what I'm thinking for the apocalypse because, you know, it's going to be us or them really, so we might as well eat them.
Zombies. Everyone's favorite.
That's the most popular one. All right. Now, brains are going to be in high demand,
of course.
Really, that's only if you're on the losing side of this one. And thanks to the movie Zombieland, we know that Twinkies will be in high demand, But
what are we going to do now?
Hostess just closed down. We're not going to get any Twinkies. So I'm thinking we're going to be eating a lot of jerky. Now, the reason I'm thinking jerky is the same skills that you're going to need for hunting the deer and the squirrel and whatever else you choose to eat. It's going to come in handy for protecting ourselves against the zombies. Because if you can take down a deer, you can take down a zombie. That's my theory, okay? But now we're not going to be brewing up a whole lot of venison stew because I'm thinking the aroma, that's just going to draw zombies right to your camp.
I'm so impressed at how well you've thought
this out. Hey, I thought this through.
And you too.
I watch Walking Dead. So, you know, we're going to make jerky. So we're going to eat a lot of venison jerky, squirrel jerky, lots of jerky. And it's also lightweight to carry with you when you got to run away from the zombies so you don't leave your food behind.
A lot of good thinking. I'm also thinking that after a nuclear disaster, certainly energy is going to be at a premium. Any sort of gas-efficient getaway cars?
Yeah, actually, you know, I said you could go and, you know, make biodiesel fuel, but perhaps a lot of the fast food restaurants will be shut down or the aroma of the fast food might be attracting zombies.
Good point. And wouldn't want to go near them.
Yeah, and if you use biodiesel and you use it in your car actually smells like a French fry or whatever was cooking in the grease before. So if you want just a conventionally fueled gasoline car, Subaru Impreza gets 27 miles per gallon in the city and 36 miles per gallon on the highway. It's got all-wheel drive, so you can – now, that's not going to get you really far off-road, but you could probably go into the mountains, get on some sort of logging road or fire road, and get away from the hordes of zombies or the cockroach-eating mobs in the cities. And the nice thing is you can get it in a sedan or you can get it in a hatchback, which will hold a lot of jerky or hunting gear if you want to go out into the middle of nowhere and hunt. And, you know – it's a very, very safe car. Gets excellent crash test ratings, which means that you can go ahead and run over mobs of zombies and you'll be fine.
All right, which leads us to another scenario that we're going to have to cook for, of course, global warming. You know, this one's a bit of a creeper. We could actually be working on this one now. What are you thinking of serving for the global warming flood?
Well, I'm kind of wondering, do any of these cars have pontoon mode? Because, you know, as the seas rise, you know, we're going to have to learn to love a lot of seafood here. And this is going to wreak havoc on our food chain because critters are either going to go extinct,
right,
the critters that we normally eat, they're either going to go extinct or they're going to move to other parts of the country. And unless we follow them, we're going to have to get used to eating things that like a warm tropical environment. So I'm thinking frog legs.
Why should France have the monopoly on
exactly, frogs? Exactly. We're going to have lots of frogs to go around.
How about a scenario when it's just done, like it's over? You know, the asteroid is careening towards the Earth, but you have enough time to prepare something.
Hey, you know, here's the thing. If an asteroid is coming, we're screwed. Most humans will get wiped out by the initial impact. The rest of us, and I'm assuming we're going to be among the survivors, of course, the rest of us are going to have to deal with the dust cloud that then blocks out the sun and decimates our food system. So there's really no good answer here other than as soon as you know that asteroid is coming, if there's a hotspot restaurant you've wanted to hit for a while, make your reservation for your last dinner now and start planning that last meal. Because there's no hope beyond that.
With lots of dessert. Now, Jamie, if the world were going to end, I would actually consider maxing out all my credit cards and buying a real luxury car. You have some suggestions for going out in style. And I'm thinking, you know, what are the considerations? Speed, just most pleasurable?
I think all of that. Speed, most pleasurable, most outrageous. Because when are you going to have a chance to do this again? Just with these cards, you just want to make sure that the bill comes due December 22nd. Because there's no way you're going to afford it, you know, if the world isn't ending. For those, I love the Porsche 911 Carrera S. For the Lamborghini, Gallardo is also a great choice. If you think you might be able to outrun the asteroid, the Gallardo Superlega is going to be the best car to do it. It's got 570 horsepower.
But so, I also noticed that you had the Audi A8 because of its climate control. Now, what are you talking about here?
Oh, that's, you know, when the Audi A8 with its climate control, if things are hot on one side of the car or cold on the other, so you have hell freezing over and fire raining from above, everyone in the car can be comfortable. The other great thing about the A8, if you go for the long wheelbase, it has a wonderful back seat. Hire yourself a driver. Tell him he'll get paid on the 22nd and really go out and sail. Pamper yourself.
All right. One pick that might combine this kind of survival car and going out in style.
The Land Rover Range Rover. Wow. Now, this is a good one, too, for food because it actually has, you can get an optional in the center console, a chiller box, which will keep things cold.
Okay.
And there are a lot of companies that will also outfit your Range Rovers with bars in the back. They're very popular with equestrian.
And our apocalypse at the same time.
Exactly. They have picnic packages. It's really a great car. You get an entertainment package with it. It's fun to drive. Great off-roading so you can get away from everything. Very luxurious because you better go out in style. And it has some of the things that might help you survive.
Any warmer for canned beans?
You know, that's the carburetor cooking, you know? You yeah. throw it on the engine as you're racing away from the zombies.
Well, you didn't even mention canned beans, JM. I'm thinking you're not really a prepper.
I'm not a canned bean sort of guy. You know?
Just guessed that about you somehow. Well, thank goodness I knew you both. It's been great having you, JM Hirsch, food editor at the Associated Press, author of the High Flavor, Low Labor Cookbook, as well as the forthcoming Beating the Lunchbox Blues. Can't wait for that one. Thank you. And Jamie Page Deaton, managing editor of U.S. News Auto. You'll find a link to her article, The 13 Best Cars for the Mayan Apocalypse, and to JM's blog on her Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. And you can post your own ideas for Mad Max cars and meals or on Twitter. Coming up tonight, we're going to party like it's December 20th. What would you be listening to? Word of Mouth shares songs for the rapture that aren't rapture when Word of Mouth continues.
Why does the sea rush to shore? Stars glow above. Don't.